The Academy Awards will be handed out this Sunday. Over the years, many Oscar winners, Al Pacino and Benicio del Toro among them, have studied with two legendary acting teachers, Lee Strasberg and Stella Adler. Both were dramatic personalities and wielded total power in their studios. In the second in her series on acting, NPR's Lynn Nearing reports on the way Strasberg and Adler approached their craft.
In a small, stuffy classroom in Manhattan, a group of young men and women sit awkwardly in folding chairs. They're all dressed up, jackets and ties for the men, conservative suits and heels for the women. Their teacher asks them how the clothes make them feel.
I feel like I'm about 20 years older. And that all that youth that I had sort of bubbling out throughout the day is now like seeped out. I'm, you know, 39.
Yes. This is a class at the Stella Adler Acting Studio, and these young would-be actors are learning that merely dressing differently can affect the way they feel, a lesson in creating a character.
I feel very powerful.
Stella Adler, the actress-turned-teacher who founded the school, was one of the original members of the Group Theater, an idealistic collective of actors, writers, and directors in the 1930s. Under the leadership of Lee Strasberg, group members learned the acting techniques of Konstantin Stanislavski, which Strasberg eventually made famous as The Method. A number of group members taught acting after the group disbanded, but Foster Hirsch, author of A Method to Their Madness, says not all of them agreed with Strasberg's approach.
The group theater actors were famously fractious. They argued with each other, and that argument continued for the rest of their lives, and they all had long lives.
Perhaps the most famous rivalry was between Strasberg and Stella Adler, in part because both had bigger-than-life personalities.
He epitomized the guru teacher.
Rachel Steyer is a writer and professor at DePaul University's theater school. She says Strasberg pushed his students to look inward.
In the sessions that used to be held at the actor's studio, the actor would do their scene on stage, and then Strasberg and the students would proceed to tear it apart. So it was a psychological destruction of the truth of the scene, and it was devastating.
Strasberg himself told an audience in 1978 how difficult it was to teach.
That's very, very hard work. That's worse than pulling teeth. Teeth is easy to pull. But to pull talent out of someone, that's a difficult thing because you can't pull it. They have to, at a certain moment, do it.
Strasberg's reputation may have been intimidating, but actors flocked to the Actors Studio, attracted perhaps by some of the well-known performers who studied with him. One of them was Ellen Burstyn. Nominated 6 times for Academy Awards, Burstyn won in 1974 for her portrayal of a young widow struggling to create a new life in Alice Doesn't Live Here Anymore.
I'm out there spending too much money on clothes, trying to look like maybe I'm under 30 so that somebody will hire me, and you're sitting in here whining like an idiot. I will get a job, all right? I will get you to Monterey before your birthday. I will get you in school by September. I swear it.
Burstyn is now co-president, along with Harvey Keitel and Al Pacino, of the original Actors Studio, where members still gather every Friday to work on scenes.
Hi, darling. I'm good. How are you?
Burstyn says when she first started acting, she got parts easily. But eventually, she realized something was missing.
And I was absolutely startled to realize that I had been exposed to actresses like Geraldine Page and Julie Harris and Kim Stanley, and that they knew something I didn't know, that they were working at a depth that I had no understanding of how to access. And I decided I wanted to learn that.
So Burstyn began studying with Strasberg. She says Strasberg was demanding but relentless in his pursuit of truth in acting.
Working for Lee was kind of like squeezing yourself under a slide of a microscope and having him penetrate you with a high-powered lens. He had an amazing ability to perceive what was going on inside of you and to get past what you presented on the surface.
It was Strasberg's emphasis on the inner life of the actor and his insistence on the importance of using the past to find emotional truth that Stella Adler took issue with, says writer Foster Hirsch.
When she thought an actor was bringing the material down to himself, she would say, "Everything is Hoboken to you." That when you're playing the great roles, you have to use your imagination and not bring Shakespeare down to contemporary reality in New York.
Among those who studied with Adler is director Peter Bogdanovich, who has recently written a book on acting called Who the Hell's in It? As a teenager, Bogdanovich wanted to be an actor. Adler became a mentor to him.
She could be very funny. She was she spoke rather fluently and rather directly and projected like that. No, stop it, darling. Don't do that. That's not what Marlon does.
Bogdanovich says, unlike Strasberg, Adler believed that a character's personality traits are as important as an actor's emotional exploration.
So she encouraged her students to find accents, ways of walking, ways of moving, all the things that are considered external.
Adler's approach to acting is evident in this excerpt from a PBS documentary on her life.
That is not part of the tradition in which this playwright wrote a play. You cannot dress that way. You cannot use a bottle that way. You cannot use candles that way. And I don't want to be subjected to it.
Both Stella Adler and Lee Strasberg wielded extraordinary influence over several generations of actors. Though their approaches to acting differed, says Foster Hirsch, they both aimed for the same thing.
A way of guiding the actor toward giving a truthful, realistic performance. Stella Adler said, realism is the greatest style of all and the most demanding. It's a style. It's not life itself. It's a stylized way of representing life.
It is a style of acting that's taken for granted by the public, a style so common that it's simply what we expect to see when we go to a movie. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.
And you can see video clips and hear extended interviews at NPR.org. Tomorrow, our series on the evolution of acting concludes. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.